Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The Root's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready, let's get set, let's go. You are listening to the USA Audio Network. The show is raw and unfiltered, and your host with the most is the one and only Wayne Allen Root. I am not Wayne Allen Root, but Wayne will be here in exactly 60 minutes. Set your watch to it. Christopher is down there in Dallas, Texas. He is the lifeblood, the glue that keeps the USA Audio Network together, and without him, we would be hearing nothing but static. My name is Lee Elsie. You can find out more about me, LeeElsie.com. Please email me, LeeElsieRadio@gmail.com. Like and subscribe to our YouTube page and my Facebook page and all of that good stuff. Always appreciate each and every one of you out in social media land. I want to talk about a cause that is greater than any one of us. It's a cause and a desire for freedom. This isn't just a moment. This coming election isn't just an election. This is a fight for the soul of the republic. It's like 1776 all over again. We are on the precipice of history. Our forefathers fought against tyranny and oppression, and today, we must take up the mantle of liberty and justice once and for all. The choice before us is crystal clear. We can either restore the promise of America or watch it slip away into the hands of those who wish to undo our traditions, our values, and our freedoms. This is a time when we can not afford to stand idly by. You can't sit there and do nothing. You can't stand on a street corner with your hands in your pockets and shrug your shoulders. No. In 7 months, we have an opportunity to change things. 7 months is a blink of an eye. And boom, the election will be here. Make your voice heard. Make your presence felt. This isn't just about politics and politics as usual. It's about preserving the very essence of what it means to be an American. We must rally around outing the current administration, all of us together. The alternative is nothing short of disastrous. It's a path that leads us away from the founding principles that have made this country the beacon of hope for generations. You, listening to me right now, play a pivotal role in this epic journey. We have the power to shape the future. We have the power to shape our freedom. It's time to step up, get out to events, write letters to the editor, volunteer for conservative candidates, do whatever it takes and support this cause of freedom. And yes, it's a cause that we must, and I underline must, win. Let me remind you of the courage and the resolve of the men and women who fought for our freedom over two centuries ago. They faced impossible odds. They had a dream. They had vision. And they had this unwavering commitment to a better future. And now it's It's your time. It's our time to rise to the challenge and fight with that same passion and that same dedication that our founding fathers fought with and died for. This idea, this amazing idea of democracy in a republic. And this fight isn't just for us, me and you. It's for your children. It's for our grandchildren. It's for the countless generations yet to come. Ladies and gentlemen, we stand at a crossroads. And the decision we make today will echo through history. We're a bridge. We either carry liberty to the other side or we collapse into an ocean of tyranny. And the strength of this nation and its peoples is remarkable. The strength is not in our politicians. Mm-mm. The power of this country is in hardworking farmers and brave soldiers and police officers and entrepreneurs and loving parents. That is where the backbone of America lies. We must rise to this occasion and show the world what it means to be an American. We are in the battle for the Republic, but we are not alone. Remember that. Together, we have unwavering strength and courage and determination to overcome the challenges that stand in our way. There are a lot of challenges that stand in our way. We're strong enough to overcome those. Let's unite. Let's stand firm. Let's fight for the America that we know and the America that we love. In the next 7 months, let's put aside petty differences and focus on common goals of preserving this republic. Let's support each other. Lift each other up. March forward with unwavering resolve. And look at the issues that are plaguing us, whether it's at the border with immigration or these college campus ignorant kids who are spewing hatred. Let's stand against all of that and against the tyranny that resides in Washington. We are at that crossroads, ladies and gentlemen. This is a pivotal point in history. There is an old Shakespearean quote, that he which hath no stomach to fight, let him depart. His passport shall be made and crowns to convoy put in his purse. We would not die in that man's company that fears his fellowship to die with us. This day is called the Feast of Crispian. He that outlives this day and comes safe home will stand a tiptoe when this day is named and rouse him at the name of Crispian. He that shall live this day and see old age will yearly on the vigil feast his neighbors and say, tomorrow is Saint Crispian. And then he will strip his sleeves and show his scars and say, these wounds I had on Crispin's day. In other words, take this opportunity to be part of history and fight for what you know in your soul is right. Fight! Don't be on the sidelines for this. You'll look back at your life and wish you fought. And again, as Shakespeare quoted, and gentlemen in England now abed shall think themselves accursed they were not here and hold their manhoods cheap, whilst any speak that fought with us upon St. Crispin's Day. Fight with us. Fight. Fight for liberty. Fight for freedom. Fight for righteousness. Fight for God. Fight for a conservative mindset. Fight against all that opposes us. Fight against this oppression. Fight against this wokeness. Fight against this mentality of insanity. And together we'll be unstoppable, unflappable, strong as iron. And if by chance it's not meant to be, and together we fail, and the hordes outside the gates overtake us, and this country falls, I would rather be remembered in the history books as the people who took up arms and fought for what they knew to be a righteous cause. I don't want to live under tyranny. I don't want to live under this mentality of pseudo-Nazism. I'd rather die on my feet than live on my knees. And remember, politics is a blood sport. They play for keeps. Biden's playing for keeps. You have to realize that. This is not a game. This is not make-believe. This is not a dress rehearsal. The folks who oppose us, the folks who are against what we feel is important, what we think is right, those folks, they're playing for keeps. We have to play for keeps. We have to do whatever it takes to get our country back. You've got to go to all of these different events. You've got to support your candidates. And if you run into people who are on the fence about certain issues or just politics in general, take 10 minutes. Explain to them why they need to join the cause and what's at stake. I mean, you could maybe change a half a dozen people's minds a week. Imagine that. In the next 7 months, you're changing 40, 50 minds. We're doing that across the country. We'll win in a landslide. Because you know deep down, people believe what we believe. People think how we think. This woke mentality, the fraction of the people actually subscribe to that. All right, I got to take a break. We'll come right back once again. My name is Lee Elsie. You are listening to the USA Audio Network, raw and unfiltered.
This is Wayne Allyn, and I have the most exciting solution ever from SpikeWarrior.com. You know me as a man of solutions. My two number one best-selling books about boycotts and buycotts are great solutions to save America. But the question I get asked 100 times a day is, I was forced to take the COVID vaccine. Wayne, please, please, what do I do to rid my body of this dangerous poison? Now I've got the answer. Patent-pending no-covidium from SpikeWarrior.com. This is the best product I've ever seen to help rid your body of spike proteins. This patent-pending no-covidium product helps your body break down spike proteins and other toxins and remove them from your body forever, naturally. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Buy one bottle of no-covidium and get a second bottle free. Go right now to SpikeWarrior.com and use the promo code WAR. That's SpikeWarrior.com, promo code WAR. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. If you're sick and tired of supporting woke companies, I have great news for you. You don't have to anymore. You can shop where my wife Cindy and I shop at GreatPatriotStore.com. My number one best-selling Great Patriot Boycott book is filled with real American patriotic companies. My team researched thousands of companies, and one company stood out above all, GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of household and personal products you're already buying. Much higher quality, no toxic chemicals, delivered right to your door at incredible prices. GreatPatriotStore.com is run by conservatives and patriots. 20,000 American families are joining every month, and you should too. And now they've got the beef, pasture-raised with no hormones, antibiotics, or mRNA ever. Exclusively available only to their members. Like Costco or Sam's Club, you need to become a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com, fill out the form, they'll contact you right away, and boom, you're a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com. That's GreatPatriotStore.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Americans are concerned about being able to feed their families today, tomorrow, or any time in the future. That's why I've teamed with a veteran-owned America First company that sells high-quality, freeze-dried beef for long-term storage with 25-year shelf life. Right now, get premium all-American beef, ribeye, New York strip, tenderloin, or original steak sirloin at 15% off. They created a website just for my fans, warbeef.com. You'll get exclusive 15% discounts at warbeef.com. You know there's an attack on our food supply, our farms. Food production facilities are exploding. Supply chain failing. Food price insane. And worst of all, they're putting mRNA in our food. At warbeef.com, you only get one ingredient, premium beef, for survival food in case of emergency. No mRNA jabs ever. Start now. Stock up now. Keep fighting for the best, but prepare for the worst. Go to warbeef.com and get 15% off. That's warbeef.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Jessica. This is the happiest day of my life, right up there with the day I bought my RV and insured it with Progressive.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And the show is raw and unfiltered. If you don't know by now, Wayne Allen Root. He sort of gets all limbered up and loosened up on Fridays. So the first hour on Fridays on all of these great radio stations across the country is manned by yours truly, me, Lee Elsie. You can find out more about me, LeeElsie.com. Of course, email me, LeeElsieRadio@gmail.com. And we can converse back and forth on a wide variety of different issues. I want to get to something, a famous quote in a second, but I want to tell you a quick story. So I'm out back of my house. People who know me know that I break everything. I mean, if I get my hands on it, it breaks. Rakes, hose, anything garden, anything electric, anything mechanical, I break. Now, I'm out back digging a hole, right, the other day. And I'm using this one shovel, and I break it. It just breaks. Like normal human beings, it wouldn't happen this way, but for me, it breaks. And I remembered that I had this cool shovel that a friend of mine, Jimmy, said, you got to buy this shovel. And I got it. It's from a website called saltyseabag.com. And it's literally like a outdoorsy, camp sort of militaristic type of a shovel. And it's like made out of steel. It's great. It's fantastic. Love it. Anyway, I just wanted to tell you guys, this is one shovel so far that I've been unable to break, so I give it a double thumbs up. Check it out, saltyseabag.com, and grab yourself one today. If you're a survivalist and anything that goes along with that, this is kind of a cool thing to have, a cool trick to have in your trick bag, along with a whole bunch of other things that they have on that website as well. So I want to pivot, and I want to share a quote with you that I think is relevant in today's chaotic world. One of the saddest lessons of history is this. If we've been bamboozled long enough, we tend to reject any evidence of the bamboozle. We're no longer interested in finding out the truth. The bamboozle has captured us. It's simply too painful to acknowledge, even to ourselves, that we've been taken. Once you give a charlatan power over you, you almost never get it back. And right now, we have ceded power to a charlatan. Actually, we've ceded power to a group of charlatans. They call themselves congressmen, and senators and the President of the United States and everybody who has surrounded the President of the United States to make sure that that puppet and the strings are held in the right way, in the right places. Those charlatans have bamboozled us for a long, long time. And the person who had that quote was Carl Sagan, believe it or not. And I feel like we are in this time, this world, this historical era where we're being bamboozled. We're being fooled. We're being tricked. There are grifters amongst us. And every day there's a new grift. Every day there's a new, hey, look at this over here, the shiny object. Look here, when really the devious actions are going on someplace else. And rarely are we ever told the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. And that's really sad. Because this is a great country. It was built by great men and women. But we have lost our way. There's no question about that. And we have been duped for a long, long time by these power-hungry individuals who reside, in particular in Washington. But depending on what state you're listening to me in right now, it could be in Florida or Texas or Vegas or California, any of these other states, New York, where there are charlatans everywhere. There are devious individuals everywhere, camping out, hiding out, and soaking you and me for everything that we're worth, and lying to us the entire way. And, you know, an election is the only way, really, the only power we have to try to grab that back. Let's grab it back. And I'm beginning to talk more about the election in 2024 in November, because it's very, very, very important that we usurp these individuals who have held these power reins so long. We have to do it. It's now or never, really. We're getting close to that point. Anyway, my name is Lee Elsie, and it's always a pleasure and honor to, actually, I'm humbled by the opportunity to talk to all of these great people across this entire country, one coast to another. In fact, you know, listeners from Long Island and out there in Ohio and down in Texas, as I said, in Vegas has a ton of listeners out in California. All these folks who are listening every single day on all of these great stations, it's just amazing to get a chance to talk to you. From Sea to Shining Sea, it's kind of cool. All right, we shall take a quick break. We'll come right back. Don't go anywhere. You are listening to the USA Audio Network, raw and unfiltered.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for Amio Life. You all know how much I value my health and how much I support hardworking, patriotic companies fighting to help Americans.
Flo here from Progressive to tell you how you get more than great savings with us. You get customer service access through our mobile app, online chat, or by phone.
That's a lot of ways I can get in touch with you. I see what's going on here. You can't name favors, but I'm your number one customer.
Actually, we offer all our customers these ways to contact us.
Uh-huh. I'm sure you give just any customer your personal
company
contact info.
Well, you did call us more than any other customer this year. So in that sense, you are our number one customer.
Get help from Progressive through the website, app, chat, or phone. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
You can live out your MasterChef dream when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
War now.
USA News Update. During Donald Trump's hush money trial Friday, his former press secretary revealed that the 2016 campaign team entered crisis mode following the release of the infamous Access Hollywood tape in which Trump boasted about grabbing women's genitals. On the witness stand, Hope Hicks stated that Trump initially told her, "That doesn't sound like something I would say." Suburban Houston areas are facing mandatory evacuations due to rising flood waters from the San Jacinto River. With over 9 inches of rain already fallen, the river is running 20 feet above its normal level. Mexican authorities are interrogating a group of individuals regarding the disappearance of three Americans and Australians. They discovered a vehicle, tents, and a cell phone during a search at the location where the men were last sighted. The Baja California Prosecutor's Office reported that one American and two Australian brothers were declared missing April 29th while on a surfing and camping trip. John Schaefer, USA News.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Congressman John Lavoutier, and we don't always see eye to eye on issues, but I always like to try to get everybody's point of view on different things. But, you know, John wrote a super book, not best-selling, but it was well-received, and actually, even to this day, people are talking about it. But John's a former congressman, former collaborator on Fox News, a contributor on Fox News, had his own show, Political Insiders, on Fox News, and again, he wrote that book, Harvard Hates America. And John, thanks for coming on. I appreciate it as always.
You know,
you're kind to say that. I don't think Harvard Hates America. It got a lot of publicity, and it got well reviewed in major newspapers and stuff. That's my book when I was at college. And now a lot of people bring it up to me because of what's happening right now on obviously at Harvard and all these other college campuses. And my veterinarian got a hold of me on Friday afternoon. He said, Sean Hannity was just talking about you and your book on his radio show and how you were 20 years ahead of your time. And I wrote the vet back. I said, I'm about 46 years ahead of my
time. Wow.
That's how long ago that thing came out. But what is happening? Anyway, I watched it last night after the Yankee game. I switch over and watch the cops go in and clear out Columbia University, which was occupied, this one building called Hamilton Hall. And I saw the mayor a few minutes ago on TV with one of the police officers, commissioners or something. And apparently there were professional agitators in the midst of these kids. And they were the ones that the cops wanted to go get. And they knew who they were. They had been tracking them. They're frequently on the cops' radar for causing trouble elsewhere. They just move in when there's something like, you know, a demonstration about Palestine and infiltrate it and take it over and in effect radicalize it.
Mm.
And the mayor said, we've got a delegation that just came back of New York City cops. We sent them overseas to observe training somewhere and police work elsewhere. And there are central training camps where the bad guys, now he didn't say who they were, whether it's Russia, Iran, I don't know who it is, that's paying for these professional agitators to come over here and cause all this trouble. But we got to find out who it is and stop it.
Do you think the culture has changed here, or at least there's an attempt to change the culture of this country, John, significantly?
Yes. I think, first of all, it has changed, number one. And number two, there's an ongoing effort to radicalize it in many different areas, you know. I mean, it is changing anyway. When I was a kid, the idea that abortion would be, go back to be illegal, but marijuana would be legal. I mean, that's, you've turned the world totally upside down.
Right.
And, yeah, so that's the culture that way. Obviously, Hollywood culture, the media, all that, that's on its own. It's in many ways horrible. But it's the result of freedom. And we have the right to be free and express ourselves. And, you know, you can go pretty much as far as you want on many things. There are some things, however, you can't do. And one of them, and it needs to be cracked down on, you cannot go on a college campus or be at a college and call for the genocide of Jews and the elimination of the state of Israel. You can't do that. That's hate speech. It's illegal. And it doesn't matter if it's illegal. On the campus of a private college like Harvard, they have the right to throw people out who say that stuff publicly and lead chants and all that that call for the genocide of a race of people. And I say this all the time, Lee. There's a building there. Every college has one of these. The one at Harvard is called Memorial Hall, and in there are all the names on the walls, Civil War, World War One, World War Two, Korea, Vietnam, Gulf War, of Harvard students who died in those wars. And the longest list, other than the Civil War one, the longest list is World War Two.
Mm.
And what were the guys and some gals who died in World War II in our military? They were fighting against the Nazis and the Japanese, who were allies, and they were fighting against the killing of Jews and the Holocaust. That's why we went into this war in great part. And now at Harvard, within yards of Memorial Hall, we've got these snot-nosed little kids agitating up, talking about we got to wipe out the Jews, have genocide from the river to the sea, which is their code for wipe out the state of Israel. You know, it's just, it's incredible.
Right.
To me. And that Harvard would tolerate this stuff. Well, guess what? I looked it up the other day. Do you know, for the second year in a row, applications to Harvard to go there are down 5%. Yale, they're up 10%. Penn, they're up. Dartmouth, they're up 9%. Only Harvard has gone down 2 years in a row, by the way. And I'm telling you, they all cost the same amount of money. They're unbelievably expensive. This is a conscious decision by parents and their children not to apply to Harvard, I think, because they see the leftward drift of that place. And unless Harvard corrects it, it'll continue. Kids at a school should be free to experiment with arguments, debating, taking positions, even if they don't know anything that they're talking about. They're 20 years old. They shouldn't have their life ruined over it, you know. But there are grown men in the middle of this thing agitating, inducing them, guiding them, paying for it, all that. That to me, has to stop.
I'm all about, like you, I'm about free speech. These kids want to protest. I think that's fantastic. I just think they picked a cause, which is horrific. They've sided with a group that are just anti-human. Everything that they stand for is against everything we stand for.
Correct. Yeah. And that hasn't been spelled out enough, you know, that they haven't, you know, I mean, because look, there is a legitimate cause for a Palestinian state. But, you know, it's not like that hasn't been offered up over the years. Israel gave Gaza to the Palestinians.
Correct.
Yeah. They handed the keys for that place over, said, okay, you want it? The Oslo agreement said, I have to give it to you. So here it is.
Right.
And what did they do?
Burned
they
it all to the ground.
Ran it into the ground.
That's right. Yeah. Well, that was the first thing they did. They went and burned all the churches down, burned the greeneries down, burned everything to the ground. They wrecked it all. And then they took all that money and they built infrastructure for war. So I'm sorry. I don't feel any sympathy. I watched this. I've been talking about this for a couple of days. I watched this documentary the other day that featured a number of the women who got raped and survived. And the stories that they tell are just so horrific. And the women that they did kill, the brutal, absolute brutality that happened. It's just unbelievable. What I couldn't unsee, John, is that, you know, remember when they were parading these dead women through the streets on the back of these trucks, right? Remember they were doing that?
Yeah.
Well, I kind of lost this the first time around, but they re-showed some of this video during this documentary. There were regular people, people, street folk, were coming up spitting on these women. It's hard for me to be sympathetic. You know what I mean? For these.
How about this? Remember when October 7 happened, Israel intercepted cell phone communications from the areas of the attack in southern Israel back into Gaza, where these guys would come in, go into a kibbutz, and do these horrible things, raping the women in front of the children, raping the children in front of the parents, putting babies in ovens. I mean, it's just horrible stuff. Then they would pick up the Jewish victims' cell phones and call back to their own parents in Gaza. And these calls were intercepted and tape recorded by Israeli intelligence. And these murdering bastards would call home and get their mother or father on the phone and brag, Mom, I killed 18 Jews. And Mom would congratulate Sonny Boy on a mission well done. This is the level of viciousness that Israel has to live next to. I got a friend of mine. I got an American friend of mine who goes to Israel all the time. And I said to him, I said, I don't know how you can live over there.
Right.
I mean, Israel is a great place. I've been fantastic. But his line was, well, I love my home. I just don't like the neighborhood.
That's pretty good.
And that's true. Israel is a sea of wonderment in the middle of a stump of misery, anger, hatred. And it isn't Israel's fault. They did not make these people be poor. They have a hunk of land, a beautiful beach.
Yep.
As Tom Friedman said, they could have created a Dubai, a banking capital of the world. They have shipping there. They could have done all sorts of things with it. And as you said, they made it an armed camp with tunnels and missiles. And when I was there in 2017, they had electric power for 4 hours a day.
Huh.
And that's on them. That's not on anybody's fault. Right. That's them.
Are these protests any different than the protests that, well, it's got to be a different feeling than the protests that you went through in Vietnam?
Well, I was not part of it. I was a little younger, but, I mean, Vietnam was still going on when I got to college. But here's the big difference on why this is not at all the same. The demonstrations in 68, 69, 70, 71 were against our government and against the draft. And let's face it, it was self-interest. I don't blame them. These guys were scared to death of getting drafted and sent to Vietnam.
Right.
And getting killed.
John, I got to jump in. We're out of time. Music is playing. I appreciate it. Former Congressman John LeBoutillier joining us to talk about what we're watching and witnessing on these college campuses across the country. All right, we'll come right back. You're listening to the USA Audio Network, raw and unfiltered.
I'm so proud and excited to bring you the most powerful 1-2-3 punch ever from our sponsor, SpikeWarrior.com. As more information comes out about what's really in those vaccines, and the news gets worse every day, the single most asked question I get from my fans and friends is, what can I do to protect my health and restore my immune system? I got the jab. I feel like I have a ticking time bomb in my body. Now I've got the answer. What started with patent-pending Nocovidium is now triple the power. It's now a remarkable 3-step protocol to remove toxins, repair your health, and restore your immunity and DNA stability. This is how you take control of your health and flush dangerous spike proteins out of your body forever. And the genius is in using the power of the human body to heal. It's 100% natural. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Go to SpikeWarrior.com to get all three products, remove, repair, and restore for 50% off. Only for my fans. Triple the power for half the price. Go right now to SpikeWarrior.com. Use promo code WAR. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn for Goldgate Capital. What are you waiting for? The world's on fire. America's in decline. Our borders are under invasion. Inflation's still raging. World War III is upon us. That's why everyone's buying gold and silver. The price of gold is nearing an all-time high. And central banks, the smartest minds of the financial world, bought the most gold in history in 2022. Then they bought the most gold in history in the first quarter and the first half of 2023. And now they're on pace to end the year with the all-time record. And who's buying the most gold in the world? China. They understand what's coming. So, what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And only for my fans, if you tell them Wayne Allyn sent you, Goldgate Capital will give you up to $15,000 in free silver for opening a qualified gold IRA account. Call Goldgate today. Tell them Moore sent you. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. Or go to goldgatecapital.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn for GotTruthAmerica.com. Nick Fiorello, founder of GotSpaceData.com, and his partner Dan Duquette, former general manager of the Boston Red Sox, share their real stories in the most corrupt courtroom in America at GotTruthAmerica.com. You'll be blown away by their stories, including their tech company's battle with George Soros and his Wall Street cronies. Soros and his investors are attempting a hostile takeover of their data center company, and now it's headed to the Supreme Court. Check it out now at GotTruthAmerica.com. Also, Nick shares his one-in-a-billion chance encounter in Cannes, France, with the notorious Irish gangster James Whitey Bulger in May of 2023. That means he has eyewitness proof Whitey Bulger is still alive. They launched GotTruthAmerica.com to expose Soros and his deep state cronies who are conducting their attack on President Trump and all patriots. Check it out now at GotTruthAmerica.com. That's GotTruthAmerica.com.
Raw and unfiltered. And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
That doesn't sound good.
Paper shredder's jammed, but I think I've...
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Protesters across these college campuses. Ridiculous is probably the wrong word. Disgusting is better. Protesters across the college campuses across the entire country. And I brought on someone who knows more about this stuff than just about anybody else. Colonel Rob Simmons. Rob, tell me who's behind all of this.
The police have identified organizations and individuals who were not university students but professional agitators. Okay? And according to the New York City Police Department, it was clear we had to take appropriate action when our intelligence division identifies those who were professionals, well-trained. Kind of like, you know, a couple of years ago, the George Floyd protest. Remember that?
Sure.
Remember when black folks were walking in a protest down to a park? And as they got into the park, some of the people in the protest with backpacks went under some trees. They took off their backpacks. They opened them up. They put up umbrellas. And then they changed into their masks and other Antifa outfits.
Right.
Now, they had infiltrated the peaceful protest.
Right.
Walking along with everybody, peace, brother, you know, peace be with you. We're here for George Floyd. What happened was terrible. The police should be ashamed. Then they convert themselves into anarchists who go after the police because it was supposed to be a peaceful protest, throwing frozen bottles of water, rocks, and everything else that they could at the cop. Those professional agitators are right there in New York City.
Right.
And Mayor Adams and his police force have ID'd them. Hmm. Where are they coming from, Lee?
That's a good question.
Who's paying the bill, Lee? Oh, my gosh. Here I have an article from the New York Post. It's an editorial. Soros and other elites are funding the campus agitators stoking anti-Israel, anti-Semitic protests.
Mm.
Whoa! Here's that was an editorial on the subject. And then here's an article on the subject.
Okay.
College hate. By George. Get it?
Got it.
College hate.
Yeah.
By George.
Got
you know?
It. Got
who's George?
Soros.
George Soros.
Right.
You know, it's not the King of England. Campus radicals get major Soros money. Well, how much? According to this article, as much as $300,000 recently, and earlier as much as $600,000. And the billionaire has what he calls community-based fellows. You're a community-based fellow. You get paid $7,800 for a week of rioting.
Pretty good deal.
Or you have campus-based fellows,
yeah.
Right? Campus-based.
Okay. So it's like a
they're
degree.
Sort of more local.
Yeah.
They only get $2,800 or $3,600 in return for spending 8 hours a week organizing campaigns led by Palestinian organizations.
Wonderful.
Is Hamas a Palestinian organization?
Sure.
I would say so.
Yeah.
I would say they most definitely are. They are trained to, quote, rise up to revolution. Oh, interesting. Interesting. So George Soros, with all of his money,
right,
is with others like him, are behind this. The Students for Justice in Palestine, the Jewish Voice for Peace.
Right.
Isn't that devious?
Yeah, it is.
The Jewish Voice for Peace.
I saw that. Yeah.
You know, what a... I mean, that's like Joe Biden with his anti-inflation bill, which is nothing but inflation,
right.
The Jewish Voice for Peace. Oh, and within our lifetime, within your lifetime,
oh, yeah.
Don't you just look forward to when we can all be living together happily, holding hands
sure.
and singing Kumbaya, except for one thing. You've got filthy rats like George Soros dividing the country
right.
and paying our enemies
right.
to do this. And now, thank God, for the first time, we have a major Democrat, a significant, important Democrat, a mayor of the biggest city in the country, saying, hey, this is no good. These outside agitators are doing this to our students, and this has to stop. And by the way, in case you didn't know it, I'm proud to be an American. I'm proud to be an American, and I'm not going to tolerate this in my city. This is huge.
It's huge.
It's huge. It's huge. I mean, this is huge.
Yeah.
And the idea that essentially George Soros is being called out. People could tell you, well, so it's $650,000 for the George Soros-backed open society organizations that are causing all this trouble.
Right.
And, you know, he's identified some of these people. You know, one of them was Nadah Laffey, who actually worked for Congressman Bernice Johnson, a Democrat. How about that? And another was Mr. Burkhead Morton, who was an intern to Democrat Congressman John Sarbanes. Kind of amazing how these activists, these Soros-paid terrorists, are all related to Democrats.
Yeah.
It's pretty clear, Rob. It's a Democrat-funded event.
I don't think there's any question about that. Listen, kid, I got to go. We're out of time. The great Colonel Rob Simmons joining us, breaking it down as far as who's behind all of these protests across the college campuses across the entire country. Wayne Allen Root is here, and he is up and next. Stick around. You are listening to the USA Audio Network, raw and unfiltered.
Jessica, this is the happiest day of my life, right up there with the day I bought my RV and insured it with Progressive. Man, I love that.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.